Like it or not, the popularity of Halloween appears to be on the rise in Australia. Pumpkins, spooky spiders and scary costumes have been in the shops for weeks. But there's one small rural town in South Australia that's been ahead of the trend for years. Cobdoggler in the Riverland has been staging its very own community Halloween festival for the past two decades.
Let's go through. This way here. Behind you, we've got the coffin. And we'll have a scarer hiding in there or laying in the coffin.
Hello, I'm Catherine Hoitzenroder. CJ Vogt works at the town's pub, but come Halloween, she's in charge of turning the historic bakehouse into a haunted house where the kids, both big and small, can go trick-or-treating.
Do you want to press the doorbell?
It's all part of the theatre of what's become the biggest night of the year for this small community.
Oh, I think it's really important. It's been going for so many years now, well before my kids were born and that, and they're adults now. And it is a really community family event, and the whole town does get involved in different ways and that sort of thing. Different houses will have a bit of trick-or-treating. I know with the steam train, I hear that some locals do things along the line and that sort of thing, you know, come out as zombies or clowns and all sorts like that, but everyone just has a fun time and that. So, and that's more or less all it is. It's just families getting together and having fun.
And you are like the caretaker of this haunted house. Yes. We can hear the sounds already coming out from it. What reaction do you get from the kids when you take them through?
All sorts of reactions. The real little ones going through, we will actually not have any scarers going for them. We'll put the lights on so they can see. This year we've got Scooby-Doo for the boys to carry through and fairy lights for the girls to carry through so they don't get so scared. The bit older ones, they sort of get to the stage, oh, nothing scares me, and sometimes you see them screaming out and sometimes they just want to keep going back in. And quite often later in the evening I'll take the elderly through. They'll just go for a nice little walk through and that sort of thing with none of the scarers. So I usually judge the groups as they come through. So depending if they're real little ones, we have no scaring, we have the lights on. The older they get and the scarier they want it, the scarier we do it.
Cobby's Halloween tradition all started 20 years ago with its Steam Museum volunteers who had an idea to offer twilight train rides. The club and other locals got on board and decided to make the festival its own, but they did run into some difficulties. Cobdoggler Club manager Emma White.
It was really hard to get decorations. It's so easy now. But 10 years ago it was really quite difficult. So we're very lucky that, now it's quite easy to get decorations and get everyone dressed up and everything because there's stuff everywhere. So, yeah.
Cobdoggler is not a big town. And I think I checked and the population's around 200. But this just brings people in. How many people would you expect tonight?
There's at least 380 booked in. So, yeah, I would say add a few on that don't think they need to book. So, yeah, no, I reckon we'll hit the 400 easy, I think, tonight. Yeah.
Tell me what sort of impressions people have when they first come in here for the first time. What sort of things do people say?
I think they're shocked, actually. I think they're not expecting us to go out as big and bold as what we do. So we get a lot of wows and you've done a great job, and which makes it all worth it. Makes the hard work worth it.
After dinner at the club, patrons in their Halloween garb make the short walk down to the Steam Museum where volunteers are waiting to take them on a ghost ride. The old diesel loco has been lovingly restored by the steam enthusiasts, who have also built the several kilometres of track that runs out through nearby vineyards. Cobdoggler Steam and Irrigation Museum Secretary Dennis Worsley is expecting a busy night.
Yeah, if it's busy, we'll keep going right up until 10. There's usually a fairly good influx come over from the club at about 9:30.
So once it gets dark, it gets a bit spookier?
Oh, yes.
Am I in for any surprises on this ride?
You could be. I'm not giving away any secrets.
And this has turned into a pretty significant fundraiser for the Steam Friends.
Yes, it's usually one of our busy nights, and we tend to make a little bit of money out of it, which we're quite happy with.
Have you been surprised over the years how much it's grown?
Yes, it did start out fairly small, but it seems to be getting bigger every year, and people dressing up is certainly improved over the years.
The carriages are decked out in cobwebs and spooky lanterns. The kids are excited as we head out into the darkness where ghosts and scary clowns lurk in the shadows.
Dennis, there seems to be a bit of a ghost out there. What have we just seen?
Well, it must be the local cobby ghost. I'll have to make some inquiries.
At the end of the train line, we find a family of clowns that many on board seem to recognise.
Oh, we're doing our annual scare fest at the end of the train line. So
you get qualified for that?
Oh, you just have to be really scary in real life. I think I do. I think I'm qualified. No, it's really good.
We're off.
Apparently we're going. Have a great night.
See ya.